Before I introduce you to the researcher who supports RBST or RBGH, I want you to understand what she's up against. It's well-meaning people like Steve Parks. Parks co-owns New Leaf Natural Food Store in Chicago. He decides what's on the shelves.
A lot goes into making that decision. I think first and foremost is it something I would eat myself?
And as for milk produced with RBGH, Parks will not sell it.
People have been drinking milk for thousands of years from animals that didn't have RBGH in them. So I think I'm a little more comfortable drinking milk from a cow that did not have RBGH than I am from something that is a very, very new technology.
A lot of people distrust RBGH, and that's changed the milk market. For example, some retailers like Starbucks will not buy milk from dairies that use it. In fact, more and more dairies are asking farmers to pledge not to use the hormone. The trend frustrates researcher Judith Kapper.
People aren't questioning the science basis of it.
Kapper is with Cornell University. She argues environmentalists and consumers should take another look at the hormone and see it as part of the solution to global warming. Kapper recently co-wrote a study that began with a simple observation. In a few decades, there will be many more Americans.
U.S. population will have gone up from about 300 million people to 377 million people. And we wanted to look at the environmental impact of producing enough milk to feed all of those people.
That scares Kapper, because producing milk can make the global warming problem worse. That's because feeding cows, and in some sense the cows themselves, lead to more greenhouse gas emissions.
Okay, so we have about six major inputs and outputs in terms of carbon.
I won't go through all six, but here are a few. First, there's the feed that cows eat. Tractors have to plant grain. That burns fossil fuels. You get greenhouse gases. Then feed is trucked to the dairy farm. More greenhouse gases. More cows, more greenhouse gases. So you want as much milk as possible from each cow.
If you give RBST to a cow, it will produce an extra 10 pounds of milk per day. That's quite an increase.
And then there's the other greenhouse gases from, well, let's just say it's the ugly end of the cow equation. Cow manure puts off potent greenhouse gases, and cows belch methane. Cows that use RBST poop and belch less, and that spares the atmosphere even more carbon. All this leads Kapper to a startling conclusion. She says if farmers gave a million cows the hormone,
using RBST would be like taking about 400,000 cars off the road or planting about 300 million trees. You know, that's a really massive impact. Those are really big numbers.
Judith Kapper says she expects scientists will challenge her research, and she welcomes a good debate about RBGH and RBST. She says that's better than this vague idea that the hormone might somehow be bad without understanding the whole story.
Choose organic, choose RBST-free, but base it on facts and science, not on consumer perceptions that may not be factually correct.
But Kapper has her work cut out for her. Government statistics show consumer fear about RBGH has made farmers cut the percentage of cows injected with the hormone. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Aldi.